Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Felix Jose. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Doug Jennings. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Al Newman. Batting second. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting sixth. The DH, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting eighth. The left fielder, John Moses. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Chip Hale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Newman. The throw from Hassey and he is safe. Newman steals second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett strikes out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Newman scores. Bush moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Welch covering, for the out. Bush moves to third. Gaetti moves to second. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Harper is walked intentionally. Junior Ortiz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ortiz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bush scores. Gaetti scores. Harper moves to third. It's 3-0, Twins. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jose strikes out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hassey moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maguire strikes out. Two outs. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jennings hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bush is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bush is hit by the pitch. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bush moves to second. Gary Gaetti batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gaetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moses. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Henderson moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to third. Harper moves to second. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ortiz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harbeck scores. Harper moves to third. It's 4-0, Twins. John Moses batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jose who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Harper scores. Ortiz goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Twins. Gene Nelson now pitching. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Jennings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses tags and scores. One out. It's 7-0, Twins. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bush hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Jose. Bush reaches second base with a double. Newman goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hassey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 0 for 1 in the game. Jose hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jose moves to second. 2 outs. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 0 for 1 in the game. Jennings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ortiz is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Ortiz hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Canseco. Ortiz reaches second base with a double. Harper moves to third. John Moses batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harper tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 9-0, Twins. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Newman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gallego fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego hits a pop-up towards short. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett, who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. Blankenship goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Twins. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiss for the out. Henderson scores. Two outs. It's 9-2, Twins. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Jennings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Shane Mack now playing center field. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Twins. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jennings is 0-for-2 in the game. Jennings hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gallego is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harbeck moves to second. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ortiz is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Harbeck moves to third. One out. Joe Klink now pitching. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Twins. Tim Drummond now pitching. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drummond fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale strikes out. 1 out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Newman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Newman hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Klink covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a pop-up into left field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jose strikes out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jennings is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jennings hits a pop-up towards short. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Kent Harbeck. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo strikes out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo now playing right field. Randy Bush now playing first base. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Mike Gallego. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson pinch hits for Lance Blankenship. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Canseco pinch hits for Ricky Henderson. Ozzie Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.